You're listening to Farmington Voices, conversations about Farmington and Farmington Hills, Michigan. I'm Joni Hubred, your host, and I'm also publisher of Farmington Voice. Friends, this is a special series of conversations. We're interviewing candidates for city offices in Farmington and Farmington Hills. You'll get to know a little bit about who they are and what they stand for. David DeLinde is a candidate for Farmington City Council. Dave, thanks for taking a few minutes today to share some information with voters. So let's start with a little bit about you. How long have you lived in Farmington, your community involvement, that sort of thing?
Well, thank you, Joni. I'm glad to be here with you. My wife and I moved to Farmington about 6 years ago. We're both originally from the Lansing area, but moved to Southeast Michigan for both of our jobs. We made a conscious decision to move to Farmington because it was a diverse, family-friendly city with a long history of community engagement. Currently, I work management for utility, and Amber's a director of a nonpartisan news publication. And our lovely daughter, Hannah, just turned 3 and keeps us on our toes.
I'll bet.
It's a new adventure every day. Just when you think something's kid-proofed, you find out it's just adult-proofed. Within Farmington, I was volunteering on the Board of Review prior to City Council. And then from the community we came from, I went on Planning Commission and served as well on the DDA. In my role right now, through my job, I'm an executive director of the statewide MSDIG 811 Damage Prevention Board and have volunteered across a wide array of different nonprofit boards in my past.
Okay, and you were appointed to council, correct?
I was.
Why did you decide to run for the full term?
I've served a year and a half, and it's been kind of a bit of an odd term for me. One of my first meetings, I actually voted to physically close down City Hall, not the services, just the building itself, due to the pandemic. I'm really proud of the decisions that city leadership made that helped Farmington navigate COVID and maintaining services while keeping the city employees safe. I truly believe that public service is an extremely important part of having an engaged and vibrant community, and I want to show my daughter what it means to be part of a community and give back as she grows up.
Okay. What do you see as the city's biggest challenge, and what solutions will you propose if you're elected?
That is a great question. So by trade, I'm an engineer at my heart of hearts, and I view challenges as opportunities. I think that there are some great opportunities to invest in infrastructure here, especially roads, water, and sewer. Having great infrastructure is near and dear to my heart, and I think that anybody can see that the increasing severity of the weather makes this all the more important, specifically and especially with the flooding that we've been seeing in some of the neighborhoods. We need to make a plan to tackle this. The aging water system, the aging sewer system will be a priority for me next term. I'm working right now on creating a comprehensive infrastructure plan that would cover both runoff for gray infrastructure like piping, water, and potentially looking at green infrastructure as well. What I mean by green infrastructure, I'm talking retention ponds, drainage ditches, in median areas to slow the off-pouring of water. Additionally, I want to keep the forward movement behind the positive changes in our downtown, like the Syndicate, Social District, the outdoor seating, and the temporary structures. I voted for all these to help the small businesses through the pandemic, and I think it's added so much to our downtown vibrancy. It's one of the things that I'll be looking to keep even when the pandemic's over. I don't know if you've gotten to enjoy the Syndicate, but I certainly enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That was a great addition to our downtown, and I know I've heard from businesses that they really appreciate it, too, the ones that are participating. Okay. How would Farmington be better by the end of your term? What, if you're elected, what do you expect to contribute during that time?
Yeah, first and foremost, I love my city. I moved to Farmington because of what it is. It's a small town, it's a safe town, a downtown, and for us, a family-focused community. And that's what makes Farmington unique. And I believe that these are the characteristics that we need to strengthen as a community as our city grows and develops. There are several projects that I voted for, which I want to see through to completion. The Farmington Streetscape Improvement is on the horizon in 2022, which will do a lot to boost our downtown walkability. And also the brownstone houses I voted for will be going into the Maxfield Training Center redevelopment. They'll be under construction during my term if I'm reelected. For both of these projects, I plan to leverage my background in engineering management and use the responsible budgeting to see them through to success.
Is there anything that you wanted to add that we haven't talked about or about your candidacy?
Absolutely. So most of all, I believe that council should be a reflection of what the community wants. So I'm out knocking doors alongside council member Maria Taylor, who's also running for re-election, and Jonna Bulk, who's running for the first time. The three of us are working together. We're knocking doors and getting feedback to the Farmington residents on what they want to see from the city and specifically our race. And Joni, speaking of races, just got to ask you, what do you think sprinters eat before a race?
Sprinters?
Yeah, like the runners.
I honestly have no idea.
Nothing. They fast. Sorry about that. My daughter is.
You're already into the dad joke.
She's too young to find me embarrassing, but I always take a moment for practice because she's going to get there soon enough.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good practice dad joke. I'd advise you to work a little on your technique. But, you've got plenty of time. So, David, how can people get in touch with you, find out more about your campaign and what you stand for?
Absolutely. So I have a Facebook page, which is DeLind for Farmington. I'm sorry, Retain David DeLind for Farmington City Council. And then I have a website, which is DeLindForFarmington.com. Or anyone who wants.
I was going to say, is that a for the number, or is it for
F-O-R?
It's for the number.
Yep, F-O,
okay.
For the number.
Okay.
Or if anybody has specific concerns and wants to reach out, they can always reach me on my cell phone. And that's 734-945-6488. Always happy to talk, always happy to listen.
All right. Well, thanks again for taking a little time today, David. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Joni.